Hi, this is Adam Carver. Welcome to my little audio boom, my thought for the week, this Monday, the 24th of January. Today, the value of frustration. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 3 says, "Frustration is better than laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart." I don't know about you, but I'd much rather laugh than experience frustration. But the Word of God, in all its wisdom, tells us that frustration is better than laughter. And recently, I felt frustrated about various things. I felt frustrated about not being able to do the things that I've planned. I thought, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It's not happened for all sorts of reasons. I'm frustrated about my own progress with God. I'm frustrated about the things in me that are still not like Him. I'm frustrated about just the fact that I want to. There is something in me that wants to so much more, just see more of Him, see Him more at work, and yet it doesn't happen as quick as I would want it to happen. But the Word of God is so wise. He tells us that frustration is better than laughter. And I'm sure we all get frustrated at various things, whether it's a task we've got to do or whether it's people. But when we become frustrated, our initial reaction is generally one of despair. Why does it always happen to me? Why doesn't anything ever work for me? I guess that's the end of that. Let's start again. Let's ditch it. But when we're doing things, it actually, of course, isn't helpful to just do that. Our frustration can and should actually take us somewhere that's helpful. Frustration is simply an emotion that tells you there's something blocking what you desire to do. So if you're feeling frustrated, particularly about a task, then perhaps we've got to ask, well, should I even be doing this task? Is it right that I'm doing this thing? Am I frustrated because actually this is a frustration from heaven that's going to look after me and care for me? Perhaps, though, you are meant to be doing the task that you've got in hand, and the frustration you feel is just because you can't quite get it right or you can't quite work out how to do it. Perhaps you need to take a step back. Perhaps you need to you've been so focused on doing this thing that actually the right thing and the best thing is to take a step back, take some time with some friends, some time with the Lord to talk it through. Oftentimes when we do that, it seems to be so much easier when we go back to it. A real simple example, I was looking for the remote control, which generally goes missing in our house, and I was pulling cushions everywhere. I was searching through banks of toys, and Fair walked in and went, "There is," and there it was, right on a chair, right in front of my eyes. But I needed to take a step back. I needed to get some help. I needed to see what was going on. Perhaps our frustration is not with a task. Perhaps our frustration is with some people. And the Apostle Paul got frustrated with people. He wrote to the Galatians and said to them, "Oh, I keep wishing that I was with you, then I wouldn't be reduced to this blunt letter-writing language out of sheer frustration." Or he wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and said, "I'm completely frustrated by your unspiritual dealings with each other and with God. You're acting like infants in relation to Christ." And very often our frustration is with people, and it's because generally they don't do what we want them to do, or they don't do things how we would like them to do things. Of course, that really belies a belief in us that they should do things how we want them to do some things. Or even that we have this ability somehow to be able to control them, to be able to get them to do what we want to do. Jesus talked about that in Matthew chapter 7 when he talked about planks and pigs. Really, he was talking about control, this idea that we can get people to do things. And many of our frustrations, I believe, come because we've been trying to get people to do things and they just don't do it. Of course, we have to face the illusion of control, because our frustration comes from a place of believing that we can make people do things. The truth is, you can't. We don't have control. We don't have the ability to do it. And it's good to start with our own sense of powerlessness and brokenness and our own understanding of actually we don't have any control. Perhaps instead of our frustration and getting angry and getting upset, we need to take that frustration to our Father in heaven. We need to take it to Him. And we need to tell Him what's going on. Tell Him of that frustration with that person. Because generally what happens is in the process, He shows you something of you. Shows you something of what's going on in you. And how you can be a better help and a better blessing to that person you're frustrated with. But frustration is a good thing, because it can lead us to understanding something more about ourselves. So if you're frustrated right now, take it to Him. Perhaps if you're frustrated about a task, just take a step back and thank God that you have an emotion that tells you that there's a blockage. Be blessed. Take care. Bye-bye.